the Trump administration has canceled the grant program which supported foreign language education at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. It's Monday, September 22nd, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, the American Civil Liberties Union is suing five Wisconsin sheriffs over immigration detentions, and a National Scenic Trail gets new land in northern Wisconsin. Stay with us.
You know you can count on WPR for news that's important, music that makes your day better, and conversations that make you think. We hope you'll make a financial contribution to support the radio service you rely on, and in fact, we count on it. The single largest portion of our budget comes from listener support. If you're not a member yet, make a gift of any amount today at WPR.org. Thank you.
The federal grant program, which has helped fund foreign language education at the University of Wisconsin-Madison for more than 60 years, has been canceled by the Trump administration. Corrine Hess has more.
UW-Madison received a letter last week from the Department of Education that more than 50 fellowships through the Foreign Language and Area Studies program were canceled. Grants supporting Wisconsin's 8 national resource centers have also been suspended. Elliot Bransma is a PhD student at UW-Madison studying in Finland. He'll have to wrap up his dissertation in the next few months now that funding has been cut.
I don't really know how much language funding exists for people who do studies like mine. So the pipeline has been cut off, and I don't want to think about what the consequences of that might be.
Congress funded the program, but the Department of Education said foreign language is no longer a priority of the administration. UW-Madison is asking the department to reconsider. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The American Civil Liberties Union is suing five Wisconsin sheriffs over their practice of holding people in jail at the request of Immigration and Customs Enforcement. The group is asking the Wisconsin Supreme Court to take up the case directly. ACLU attorney Hannah Schwartz says that's because Wisconsinites need statewide clarity on the issue.
There's this really inconsistent patchwork of enforcement affecting the public rights of individuals.
Most, but not all, Wisconsin sheriffs are choosing to comply with what are known as ICE detainers. Those detainers ask jails to hold someone suspected of being in the country illegally for an extra 48 hours after that person was set to be released. The ACLU argues that practice does not follow due process and violates Wisconsin law. The group's petition names the sheriffs of Kenosha, Walworth, Sauk, Marathon, and Brown counties as defendants. The Freshwater Collaborative of Wisconsin has awarded Universities of Wisconsin schools more than $4 million in grants. As Steph Conquest Ware reports, it's to support water education and research programs across the state.
The funding targets already successful programs, including student freshwater research. UW-Milwaukee received nearly $1 million. Rebecca Clapper is the dean and a professor at UWM's School of Freshwater Sciences. She says the funding gives students hands-on experience studying Lake Michigan and other local waterways.
They're learning about how to monitor fish, how to take measurements on water quality, how to look at the health of our freshwater systems, and in real-world situations out in the field.
Clapper says the research is important to all Wisconsinites because water is a way of life throughout the state. Steph Conquest Ware, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A land purchase brings Wisconsin one step closer to being the first of 8 states to finish its share of the North Country National Scenic Trail. As Danielle Kading reports, the National Park Service purchased 317 acres in Douglas County.
The National Park Service purchased the land this summer from the National Nonprofit Trust for Public Land. That group bought the property from a private landowner for $715,000. The purchase will move more than 30 miles of trail off-road linking Patterson State Park to the Douglas County Forest. The North Country Trail Superintendent Chris Loudenslager says it also protects wetlands, wildlife, and a mile of the Black River.
Our primary objective was to get a permanently protected route for the trail, but we've also protected all those other wonderful things to include public recreation.
More than 200 miles of the trail runs through Wisconsin, and it's about 70% complete. It's the country's longest national scenic trail. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, a story from Harvest Public Media looking at why we often pay a premium for locally grown produce. Stay with us.
You tune into Wisconsin Public Radio for news you can trust, conversations that draw you in, and music and entertainment that make your day better. The largest source of funding for everything you value on WPR is listener support. Join the team that makes WPR possible. Become a sustaining member. Make an ongoing monthly gift and share WPR with your entire community. It's easy to sign up at WPR.org.
And finally, it's the harvest season, and that means lots of people are getting great produce at their local farmers' markets. But locally grown fruits and vegetables tend to cost more than produce at grocery stores, and that's even though that food may have been grown thousands of miles away. Harvest Public Media's Rachel Kramer explores why that is.
Thank you.
At the Ames Main Street Farmers Market in central Iowa, Arlen Gorskowski opens several bags to show what he's purchased this morning.
My first bag, I got a lot of tomatoes and basil. And I'll use that for like a fresh pasta. Then I got some carrots.
Gorskowski loves to cook and visit farmers markets around the state. He says he could buy a lot of this produce at grocery stores, but it's not the same as something locally grown and picked fresh.
I don't mind spending the extra money on it because it's better quality and I get what I want.
Gorskowski and others at the farmers market point out that local produce is not always more expensive. A lot of it depends on what's in season and where someone shops for groceries. But generally, prices are higher buying directly from a farmer in the Midwest or Great Plains than Walmart or another large grocery chain. But why is that?
So I think the first thing that comes to my mind is scale.
Courtney Lawn is the Food Systems Program Manager with Iowa State University Extension. She says large commercial farms can invest in equipment and technology to grow, harvest, wash, package, and distribute their product in bulk. So think about green beans. Larger operations may have machinery that can harvest multiple rows at once.
That helps with that efficiency side of the production.
In contrast, a small-scale farmer growing dozens of vegetables is likely hand-picking green beans, which takes a lot more time. Michelle Miller, a researcher at the University of Wisconsin, says scale also affects transportation costs.
The two main costs in moving food are fuel and labor. And when you've got, you know, a full truckload, you're optimizing both those two components in moving food from one place to another.
She says another challenge for local growers, especially in the upper Midwest, are cold winters.
Mexico can grow green beans all year round, whereas we can only grow them for the one or maybe two crops in a year.
And then there are labor costs for picking and processing fruits and vegetables. Workers in many other countries often make less. Kevin Marshall is the owner-operator of Indigo Acres, a market garden farm north of Oklahoma City. They grow without chemicals and use regenerative farming practices. Because of that, labor makes up about 70% of Indigo Acres' expenses.
We're not really just hiring people to go pull weeds or run a tractor. We're hiring a skilled laborer that knows how to grow the plants, knows how to run the tools. We have specialized tools. There's a lot of training involved.
Marshall adds that he has to pay a little extra so employees don't quit when it's over 100 degrees out. Indigo Acres sells produce online and through the Oklahoma City Food Hub. Marshall says his prices are higher than Walmart's, but as he tries to explain to consumers, his produce is better.
It's a higher quality product. It's fresher. It hasn't been shipped across 1,000 miles or 2,000 miles or across the ocean, so it has a higher nutrient density.
The true cost of food is something Lon, the program manager at Iowa State University, hopes more consumers will consider. From her perspective, the driving question isn't necessarily, how do we make it cheaper?
Farmers provide this value of producing our food, and we should buy that food. Like, food costs money to produce, and so how do we figure out what our willingness to pay?
She says once someone understands why a cucumber grown locally costs more, they can decide whether it's worth it. I'm Rachel Kramer, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains, including WPR. And of course, we'll end with a quick check of your forecast. Some scattered showers and storms expected throughout the day in northern parts of the state. The southern half of Wisconsin could see some sunshine today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Some lingering showers early across the state overnight, but that should be clearing throughout the night with lows down into the 50s. And that'll do it for this Monday. Thanks for being with us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producer today was Courtney Everett. Have a great rest of your day and a great start to the work week. We'll talk to you again soon.